City Light, what's happening? So you guys are obeying your pastors, man. Really good to be here. Some of you I've never met, and I was standing at the front, and you're like, who is this black dude? And I intentionally didn't have a microphone on so you wouldn't try to say hi to me because I was a pastor. So one guy is looking like, are you serious? I'm very serious. For those of you who don't know me, I was born and raised in North Omaha. Long story made real short in 30 seconds is God took me from being a convict to a church planter. And yeah, he does that. He does that, man. God, listen, that sounds very foolish, doesn't it? That sounds very foolish that God would take someone who was least likely, someone who both parents were on crack cocaine, mama a prostitute, dad in and out of prison, 16 a gangbanger from one of the most notorious streets in Omaha, Nebraska, send me to prison at the age of 16, go back at the age of 18 facing a 200-year sentence, and yet God in his wisdom. That's what we on. We're talking about wisdom, and I just wanted to preface that with a lot of times what may seem foolish to us is often the very plan that is undergirding our lives. And that's the wisdom of God. And so I want to start with a big, big question as we're talking about the book of Proverbs, which my title today is The Four Purposes of a Proverb. And the question I have is this. What's the most important question in the world? Now, all you Bible scholars, like, I know you done been at City Light University and you done took all the classes. Do not give me if you died today and stood before a holy God. And he said, why should I let you in heaven? Don't give me that question. I'm not talking about that question. Just think for a minute. What is the most important question that you could ask? In fact, if you know that the show Smarter Than the Sixth Grader? Right? So it's kind of like, it's kind of like one of those questions. Why? Why? Why is one of the most important questions? Listen, ask your kids. Ask them. In fact, the other day, Judah is my middle son. Go to bed, Judah. Why? You don't even have to teach them why. You don't even have to. It's so interesting to me that you can look at the face, you can look at the face of God and get the kingdom of, you can look at the face of a kid and get the and get the wisdom of God straight from a kid. You need to eat your vegetables. Why? They're like chief why officers, all of them. I got four kids, six and under. Every one of them are you know, chief why officers, including the 10-month-old. She can't fully get it out, but she's like, She's saying why. Four purposes of a proverb. Oftentimes the question why really has to do with purpose, doesn't it? And yet, did you know that the most sought-after question, the most sought-after pursuit in America, and I'd venture to say even in the world, is this idea of purpose. And when you live life purposeless, it's almost as if you're living life aimlessly. And yet I feel like God has called us to be a proverbial people. And if we're going to be proverbial people, we have to understand the purpose of a proverb. It says right here, for gaining wisdom. My granddad, my great-grandfather, anybody have any greats still alive? Okay, a couple. Youngest guy in the room said, yep. My great-grandfather, dude had some proverbs for real. Like, I love hanging around old people. It's like they have something to offer us. I don't think we honor them enough. I think we live in a culture where we just forget to honor our elders. We forget to honor people who have gone before us with so much wisdom, especially us millennials. Just like, get over yourself, you know. I'm talking to myself. I was born in 83. I barely made it, man. But he would say this. Myron, you wouldn't have got here to my house if your mind didn't first bring you. It's like, ooh, that's good. Then he'd say stuff like, grandson, he called me grandson. Grandson, there's three things in the world that will always be in the world. You know, he's an old Comanche guy, you know, Comanche and white. In fact, black people, all black people, you ask black people what their heritage is, 90% of them will say they got Indian in them, lying like a mug. But mine was really half Indian, you know. And he would say, grandson, there are three things that will always be in the world. And I say, what's that, grandpa? He said, blood, pain, and sweat. Blood, pain, and sweat. And little did I know that as he passed, that I would actually go back to a lot of these proverbs and the things that he was teaching me. They were always for a purpose. And a lot of times when sages and the wise and elders, when they give us these proverbs, we almost, without understanding purpose, actually don't live them out because we never started asking the why. And I think Solomon, who is the author of Proverbs, there's a couple others, I think he wanted to set a precedent for what it really means to understand Proverbs and to actually ask why and give us purpose. He says in the first verse, he says, the Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for. See that? For. It's like, have you ever, like, we treat the Bible like I-80. If you don't, like, it's just heavy, just fast. But a lot of times I think we're called to slow down. Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, he's talking about purpose. He's about to set us up. And this is what he says. First purpose of any proverb: for gaining wisdom and instruction. That's just good and worth the price of admission. I'll come over here. He says, the purpose of a proverb is for my gain. Wow, it's like, listen. Every wise saying, every proverb, everything sages have passed on, Solomon included, 80 years of reigning, he ended up doing some foolish stuff, always learn from what people did wrong instead of doing something wrong. So he says, listen, proverb, the purpose, one of the purpose is to gain wisdom, which means that if I'm not gaining, I'm losing. Now, anybody here got a job? Okay. All six of you. Okay, great. Listen. He says, for gaining wisdom. In other words, if you do have a job and you get a pay stub, and you look on that pay stub, you're like, I've been working my butt off for 40 hours, man. And yet it says on the stub, state, loss. Social Security, loss. Health insurance. You ever feel like that? It's like, wait a minute. And that's what happens when we don't understand that the purpose of a proverb is gain. We all always feel like I'm losing. Gaining wisdom. Solomon, at the beginning of his reign, at the beginning of his leadership, which I would encourage every single person to do this, no matter if you're about to get married, no matter if you're about to start a new job, if you're about to plant a church like me in the hood, you always have to ask God for the right thing so that you can gain. And yet, at the beginning of Solomon's reign, he asked God for one thing. What is he saying? I want to gain. Now, put yourself in Solomon's shoes. He's a young dude. Two women come up with one baby. One. Both of them are arguing over the baby. I'm wondering where the baby's daddy at. I don't know why he wasn't there. And they're like, this is my baby. Both women are saying, this is my baby. Somebody lying. Somebody lying. That baby ain't came out of both of y'all. Solomon standing before him, sitting down, he's chilling. He's like, oh, my Lord, I need wisdom. So he stands up. He had that king swag, too. His long robe, crown. He got bling everywhere. You know what bling is, right? Guy back there is like, bling? Like jewelry. And he says, hand me the baby. Everybody's watching. What is Solomon going to do? I know what I would have did. I just would have been like, go to the Maury show. They'll figure it out, you know. You know, Maury. The Christians are like, I don't watch that. Solomon's holding the baby. He says, bring me a sword. He's like, oh, he's a murderer. He says, we're going to cut this thing up and hand it to both of you. I was like, when I was reading that, I'm like, that is just the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. He had gained wisdom. There are some things that experience can't teach you. We need the wisdom of God. And a lot of times I think we want to deal with problems based on our own experience at the expense of not gaining wisdom that God offers us. Bring me a sword. And then something happens. One lady's like, cool, I'll take one, take half, you take half. But the other lady's like, no. She can have her. That's the lady whose baby this is. Purpose of a proverb. For gaining wisdom. Solomon didn't go to Wisdom University for that one. He was in right relationship with the king himself. The purpose of a proverb. For gaining wisdom, and not only wisdom, but instruction. I was driving down I-80 and multitasking. Oh, my goodness, please forgive me, Jesus. Multitexting more so. And I'm sorry. I'm going to keep it real. God is working on my texting problem. Pray for me. And somehow I hit a button and the sunroof came open. I'm like, how did that happen? I'm just texting my boo-thang. You know what a boo-thang is? Your spouse. Lady's like, I'm using that one. And I'm trying to find the button that I push, you know. I'm like, the papers are going, my sermon notes are going out the window. The man to the left is looking at me like I'm crazy. The woman to my right is like, what is wrong with this black guy? And I'm just trying to find the button to open up the sunroof. I just want to get the stinking sunroof closed. That's all I want to do. I pull over, and this is bothering me. You ever had a problem that was bothering you? You ever just needed some instruction? I just popped open the glove compartment. I pulled out the Acura 2002, and I went to the back of the glossary, and I looked for the word sunroof, and I opened up the stinking thing, and I went there, and I read the instructions. And in that moment, it was like, hallelujah. I mean, it was like all of heaven opened up because I can now close the sunroof because I had gained instruction. And when we as people and as Jesus followers, when we gain wisdom and instruction, we not only benefit, but those who we are connected to benefit. Purpose of a proverb, at least one of them, is to gain. Solomon went on to say, not only gaining wisdom and instruction, but also for understanding, words of insight. This is like fairly important now because he's trying to help us understand something about wisdom. Let me read it again. For understanding, words of insight. Now, do we have any people here who Does anybody know who Michael Jr. is? Okay, great. He's like a comedian. You have any Michael Jr.'s in your family? Okay, he's like, yeah, me. I'm Michael Jr. Have you ever been to a comedy club? Okay. Have you ever, like, someone told a joke and you're like, you missed it? Everybody's laughing it, and just so that you don't seem weird, you're laughing with them. And you have no idea what the joke was. You're like, I missed the word of insight coming from this comedian's mouth. I do it all the time. It's like, did you understand? Nope. And oftentimes I think in life, while everybody's laughing and seemingly understanding, we miss it. And what Solomon is saying is, I don't want you to go through life laughing and not understanding. Let me ask you this. Do you have times in your life where it seems like everybody else knows what's going on, and yet there's no understanding? The purpose of a proverb is understanding, wise insight. When you have insight into a matter, you can add value to that matter. When you have insight into a matter, it's the very reason why I can go out to Ohio next month and have a conversation with some young African-American church planters who are just like, they're just so frustrated with church planting right now in the inner city. And they're asking the questions. One of the first questions they're asking is, man, church planting is hard. How do we financially become sustainable so we can actually see a church planting movement? And City Light, you guys understand the idea of momentum and multiplication. And I tell you what, when you look at the inner city and you look at places that church planting isn't gaining traction, could it be that we are not understanding insight that could help the places that are most plagued? Some flying out. And I believe, not by anything I have done, that God has given me understanding on how to see a church planting movement in the heart of the hood that has been forgotten in dark violence and gangs and drugs and prostitution. And much of that insight came sitting before the Lord years in prison, on my face before God, saying, Lord, give me my old neighborhood lest I die. He says, the purpose of a proverb is for understanding wise sayings, insight. A lot of times we turn to Google, you know, to find out how to raise our kids. It's like, come on, seriously. We'd rather look at Google than talk to God, man. You know, the importance of understanding purpose is that I don't abuse what God is trying to give me. Here's what I mean. If the purpose of a pulpit is to preach from, but I'm slapping you upside your head with it, I just misabused it. I've just abused it. I haven't used it for its original intention. And when we don't have purpose, we abuse, and when we abuse, God doesn't get the glory. And what he's saying is, I want all of the stinking glory, man. Gaining wisdom and instruction. Understanding wise sayings. Purpose. Here's the third thing. He says, for receiving instruction and prudent behavior. Now, we don't use the word prudent a lot anymore. Well, he's a prudent person. But prudent means to make decisions in light of your future. Oh, this is so good. To make decisions in light of your future. How many times do we make decisions in light of our past? God says this. Oh, that was good. God says this. He says, hey, Tyler and JD, I want you to go plant a church. No. I know I said that to God. I'm like, nah, I almost said a cuss word. No. Oftentimes our response to God is based on our experience in our past. How many decisions have you made in light of your past? And sometimes even in light of your present. Hey, I've called you to marry her. You're supposed to marry her. I'm not good enough. No, I don't have enough credentials. Hey, Myron, I want to do something through you. God, what do you want to do? I want to see, Myron, I want a church planting movement in every inner city around the world. Ask him. Don't ask me, God. No, Myron, because why? Book of Corinthians, Paul writes to them, the Corinthian church, he says, listen, God chooses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, because he knows a little black kid from the ghetto couldn't really pronounce his own name, put me in a pulpit at City Light in Benson because only he could get the glory for it. I'm not that bright. I wonder where God wants to place you. I need a clock because I preach all day. Where's the clock? Just give me the nod, okay? Just give me the pastor nod, like. Have you ever had a preacher that says, I'm closing, and then he goes like 30 more minutes? It's like, she's like, yeah, it happens here. I'm just joking. Prudent. The ability to make a decision in light of where I'm going. And oftentimes, those decisions or actions from this text says that the domains of action and decision always has to do with what's right, what's just, and what's fair. So I must make right decisions in light of my future. I must make just decisions and actions in light of my future. And I must make fair decisions in light of my future. He says, that's the purpose of a proverb, that you and I might make decisions and act and live in a way that reflects his glory, his story, through living right. Now, you know why this is important, family? Because we live in a day where what's wrong is what is wrong is what's right. And what's right is what's wrong. No, what's right is what's right all the time. And what's wrong is what's wrong all the time. And the day is coming where for people who profess faith in the Lord Jesus, it's actually now, where your decision to live pure before God in anticipation of enjoying your bride is wrong. We're in a day where division between black and white people, although we say it's wrong, we actually enjoy the comfortability of it being the way it is. We're in a day where what's right is keeping people out when God wants them in. We're in a day where what's just is actually unjust. And we, as his followers, are called to live prudently in a way that gives honor to God. And in just in case we think we can't, I'd venture to say, let's look at heroes of the faith, leaders of antiquity, the early church, to see, like, God actually says this can happen. Like, Paul is in Ephesus, in different parts of the known world at that time, and temples that are made to goddesses, and everybody's sleeping around, and all this thing is happening. He's doing everything he can to advance the gospel, but he's doing it in a way no one can accuse him of not bringing honor and glory to God. That's the anchor that will keep us anchored. when everything around us does not give honor to God. He says, the purpose of a proverb is for receiving instruction in prudent behavior. Did you know that word receiving doesn't just mean to receive? It means if you take a piece of wood and you take another piece of wood and you put glue on one side, on both sides, and you bring it together, they're no longer separate, they're one. What he's saying is, I want you to become one in how you think about the decisions you make in light of where you're going. That's the purpose of a proverb. Tyler, am I good? How many minutes I got? At least 10? That's good. Y'all heard of CPT, right? Color people time. I ain't going to have you on that today. It's cool. I ain't going to have you on that today. Keep going. This is what he says. Fourthly, purpose of a proverb. Pretty important for my generation. He says, for giving prudence to those who are simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Last night, we went out, my wife and I, kids, all four of them, six and under. She can't keep her hands off me, man. Just, but we're done. We're done. We're done. Trust me, we're done. We go home. We are just deadbeat. Put the kids up. They're still asking why. And my wife and I, we fall asleep. We were just toast. And I hear, I'm asleep, and I hear the word. My wife just starts, like, screaming. I'm like, what in the world? You know, you got to be careful with a brother. I'm from the hood. Somebody starts screaming, you got to call the police, man. So I'm like this. I literally just jumped up like this. Ran out the room. There's my wife and my son right there, and he has hair missing from his head. I'm like, oh, she done pulled his hair out. I said, what happened? She said, Jace, the young one, he's the ringleader, cut his hair. I said, I'm going back to sleep. He says, giving prudence to those who are simple. Simple just means without the right information, without knowledge, without. He's saying, if we're living without the right information, the purpose of a proverb is for you. See, Jace, the ringleader, very naive. Oh, I can just cut his hair. No, you can't. Stop it. And oftentimes we find ourselves, when we don't have the right information and we don't have the right, and we are living simply and simple, then what happens is we end up with patches in our stinking head. You fill in the variable. Look back over your life when you've made decisions without the right information. When we make decisions without the right information, we head into a direction where it actually becomes a dead end. Giving prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. People who are living and yet they're in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, don't get it twisted. They didn't get there overnight, and they didn't get there by not having prudent behavior. They didn't just get like. I'm going to go back to this thing because I believe that we're called to honor the elder. We're called to honor those who have gone before us because they have something to teach us. Man, I love to get in the room with some old school pastors, man. I come with like 10 questions. I'm like, I got 10 questions for you. I'll buy you lunch. And I say, hey, man, tell me what I don't need to be doing. I need to know every single mistake you made because I don't want to make the same mistake. And a lot of times, I'm learning, it's easy in my youthfulness to think that I know everything. And when I live like I know everything, I can't gain anything. When I live like I know everything, I cannot gain anything. And what Solomon is getting at here is simply, if you're young, that's a strength, but leverage it to find out what you don't know. And just in case you're over 50 and 60 and you've lived a long time and you think, well, I've done everything, I know everything, you can teach an old dog new tricks. Ask me how I know. I've done it. I've taught a dog, an old dog, new tricks. Like you can, I literally taught a dog. Now, it's not that he went back and kept doing what I taught it to do, but at least it did it for once, you know. Do you want to gain? Do you want to understand? Do you want to receive? Do you want to give? And it starts with a commitment to being a proverbial people. That's the call to action today. When you first go back to those chapters as over the next few weeks we study here, Proverbs chapter 1, 1 through 7, would you go back over the next couple weeks and make a fresh commitment and a posture and with an attitude of, Lord, my hands are open. I understand the purpose of a proverb. Now I can actually move forward and progress in life, marriage, work, friendship, community, and now I could be an asset for your glory.